ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisor, helping you navigate your financial future.
Welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Back here, Wardo. You know, this is becoming a tradition with you and I, being mildly cranky.
It's been a fun month.
It's been a fun month, hasn't it? I mean, you're a little raspy on the voice today. You're fresh off of a flight from the debacle known as the Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Tennessee Titans. You know, I got to watch it from a bar in Tempe, Arizona, and you were there.
I was there.
How depressing was it after that?
It was bad. We just kind of a meltdown, to be honest. Clearly, special teams didn't help, and our defense isn't able to stop anyone, including Ryan Tannehill. So we ended up losing. So again, you just attention to detail stuff is what makes championship teams, and we don't quite have it right now, but that is what it is. So
yeah. Well, the good news is I did have Ryan Tannehill as my my backup fantasy quarterback, and so I mean, it wasn't all bad. You could be thoroughly depressed, or you can find ways to hedge your bets a little
exactly.
bit. You know,
I did get to take in the loss with the Nigerian nightmare Christian Okoye, so that was kind of fun.
Oh, you did, huh? Yeah. I sat with him a couple weeks ago at the Arrowhead.
He's just kind of nice fella.
He had a hell of a run, didn't he?
He had a hell of a run. Well, welcome, Jordo.
Yeah, well, look at coming in late is...
coming in hot.
Yeah, coming in hot. Nice to have you. You might want to put some headphones on today, too, Jordan, you know, because we do have an amazing call-in guest. So straight from a bar, probably, well, I'm not saying he's in a bar right now, but it's where I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Mark Calcavecchia last week. Of course, you know, I went down to Florida to take care of Pops, you know, my old man.
Yeah, good old Pops. How's Pops doing?
Yeah, you know, Pops is, you know what happens? You get a little older in life. You slow down a little bit. But we had a big blowout party for Bill Sullivan, right, who is, he's one of the many mayors of Jupiter, Florida. It's really a funny place. I mean, everyone kind of hangs out. It's kind of like you going to Nashville, Tennessee with 250 of your best friends. That's Jupiter, Florida.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. So, Mr. Mark Calcavecchia, how are you, my friend?
Good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was awesome meeting you and your lovely bride last week. She's a riot.
Yeah, she's a piece of work. When I first met her 19 years ago, I was like, wow, where did she come from?
Oh my God! It doesn't look boring. I mean, now I'm following you on, you know, since I met you last week, of course, I had a lot of time in airports, airplanes, and she's got a pretty good social media presence. I understand her home improvement these days is off the charts.
Right. She's, she does a little bit of everything. She's a CPA. She's super smart. The flip or flop queen. She's like Christina from that show. She knows how to do, run power tools and paint and design and create and build houses. And she does it all pretty much. I just sit back and take orders and try to play some golf when I can.
Smart man.
Does she fix the motorhome when it breaks down as well?
Well, she tells me what to do, and then I try to fix it. But between the two of us, over the years, we've been doing the motorhome thing now 10 years. We've learned a lot of things and how to fix quite a few things. And then when we can't figure it out, then we make the emergency call to the repairman back at the shop, and then hopefully he can talk us through it. But
unbelievable.
We've over the years, we've figured out how to fix quite a few things when they go wrong.
I like it. So when you met Sully down in Florida, did he outdrink you?
I was trying.
Well,
a couple
yeah.
of Guinnesses,
right? I was trying.
Yeah, he bought us a few, and I think we had a few before we got there. So those added up, and we weren't feeling any pain. That's for sure.
No. Hey, what's it like living down there? I mean, you've got. There has to be 40, 50, either current PGA guys and gals, or in Champions Tour. I mean, is it fun living in that golf environment? Now, certainly you're from Nebraska, and you escaped
right.
the heartland where we are right now. And so you've been around it for a while. But is it sort of fun being at your point now in your career where, you know, can you kind of take a deep breath in that group of folks and say, this is a pretty freaking cool lifestyle?
Yeah, it's we moved here from Nebraska in 1973, and it didn't take me long to realize the first winter I was here. On Christmas Day, I played golf and tennis, and it was 80 degrees. And I thought, well, this is actually pretty cool. So, but you know, as time's gone on, it's just the weather here in the winter is just ridiculously nice. And you know, I think honestly, it's probably into the triple digits between the senior tour and PGA Tour and the ladies. How many pros are in Palm Beach County now? There's got to be at least 100.
Oh, it has to be.
You run into players in the sushi restaurant. You run into players in sitting at a traffic light. You run into players at Home Depot, Costco. I mean, it's unbelievable how many guys you run into because there's just so many of them around now.
Yeah,
but it's pretty cool.
Where do you play out of?
Over the years, I've been everywhere from the Bears Club, where a lot of guys are at now, the Medalist. A lot of guys are there. Now we live in a place called the Loxahatchee Club. We're actually, I'm the only tour player there here now currently, but I play a lot at the Cuesta Country Club. And just the other day, I saw Ryan Armour was out there. Eric Cole, who's the Korn Ferry Tour player, was out there. A lot of Lucas Glover comes out there all the time. So no matter where you go, there's guys everywhere.
Well, yeah, my roommate from college, Gary Woodland, just moved down to Del Rey, and he's playing out of Pine Tree, which is a pretty good track. But I think he's the only. There's one other player. Oh God, who is it? I forget who it is that's out there as well. But it's a good track, and it's pretty hard. So
yeah,
it is.
So, Mark, how many Champions Tour events are you doing these days in that bus?
Well, this year we were on the road. We take it early in the year just for a week over to Naples. But then in April we hit the road for pretty much 3.5 straight months. We were on the road for 95 straight days this year. And next year it might even be a little bit more than that. So even if we have a week off, which you do, then we go wherever we want to go, which is nice. This year we had a week off after we got back from Japan, and we drove through Nebraska and played Sand Hills for a few days.
Cool.
Drove up and played the Prairie Club, drove up and went over. Even though I grew up in Nebraska, I'd never been to the Black Hills and never been to see Mount Rushmore, and did that whole thing, went to Deadwood, and then just took our time and sauntered over to the next tournament in Madison, Wisconsin. So.
That's cool.
It's fun to be able to do things like that and just go see different places.
Hey, did he get a chance to play Dismal River up by Sand Hills?
No, that was kind of on the plans, but we didn't make it. And I promised the guy that would get there next year, and we will actually. We're going to have a 2-week break after the tournament, and. I think in Madison, so I think we'll probably do the same thing. Do the Sand Hills, Dismal River, Prairie Club trip, and just spend a good week and a half there.
That's a whisker from having a memorial up there. Almost had to bury Sully up there earlier.
Yeah, Mark, so Dismal's a sponsor of the radio program, so we did a nice little boys trip out there. And I might have spent a little too much time by the fire pit.
right.
You know, I might have fallen asleep at the buffet in the morning, but you know, I came out strong, so strong that might see now. This is my buddy Jordan. He's sitting next to me, and Wardo. He's the really good golfer, right? He's sort of the show off golfer, least amongst the three of us. And it was nice to know that me with my double digit handicap was able to take down Kevin Ward, who was a +4. Now, granted, I was getting about 24 strokes, but should I worry about that I'm smoking a +4, even though I'm a double digit handicap?
No, not at all.
He's been really improving his flip this year, Calc. His ball speeds up to like 120, and he's just really moving it.
He leads the radio program in strokes gained putting and blood alcohol content.
What's wrong with you?
That takes a lot of talent, you know. That takes. It's not easy to do that.
No. Hey, well, listen. Take me back to the early days, right? Because certainly the PGA Tour has changed, right? We talk a lot about it on this program. You know, the Brooks Koepkas of the world, the Gary Woodlands, the stud bodies that would exist, right? Or
Roger
that do
Maltby.
Exist, huh?
Roger Maltby,
right?
Dottie Pepper.
Back in the day. Was it in fact less, I won't say less serious, but how would you compare the vibe back in your day when you're winning, you know, British Opens and knocking down, you know, 13 tour wins to what that vibe is now on a tour?
Well, it's entirely different. I mean, especially when you consider the kind of shape everybody's in now. As you mentioned, you know, there were some characters back in the day. I mean, something just crossed my mind. We had a complete rainout one day in New Orleans. We're all sitting there in the locker room, and we decided to go bowling. So about 15 of us went over to the bowling alley, at least 15 of us. We bowled like 10 games, drank about 20 beers each. This was on a Friday or something, and we got to play the next day.
Oh my God.
And, you know, spent the whole day there. And, you know, something like that could never happen. Today, you know, they probably all would all go to the gym and, you know, work out for 2 or 3 hours and get an early dinner and, you know, go to bed or something. So it's just a different mindset. It's an entirely different business. There's so much more money at stake. You know, it's just a different vibe.
Right. Does some of that vibe live on into the Champions Tour now today, or is everyone kind of modernized their approach?
It's some of it does. I mean, it's still guys on the Champions Tour are much more laid back than the PGA Tour, but it is still serious. And guys, you know, they still practice. They take their golf very serious out there. But everybody's super friendly with each other. It's not like you know, you go in there and you have breakfast, and there's not like one person sitting at, you know, eight different tables. You know, there'll be eight people at one table, and, you know, until it's full, and then, you know, the next table will fill up. So everybody's super friendly with everybody, and every week we get compliments about how much more relaxed it is and how much more approachable we are as players, and how in pro-ams, you know, we actually talk to our amateurs. You know, I've every week I get something where, oh, I played in the Honda Classic Pro-Am, and I played with this pro, and he looked at his phone for 18 straight holes and didn't say two words the whole day. You know, that's just we don't do that, and that's not how we were taught to brought up to treat our amateurs.
Well, now they're 9-hole Pro-Am, some of them, so now you can you get two players, or at least and you get off the schneid of having to deal with the amateur that asks you every question under the sun.
Is that how it is? Is that how it is for you, Wordo, when you play with guys like me? I mean,
yeah,
I can't ask an occasional question without you being arrogant.
Whatever. Huh? What? Hey, Calc. Who are some of the all-time greats, or who are your boys out there?
Oh, on our tour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you saw on Twitter or whatever when Jeff Maggart held that wedge shot yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was in the dining room upstairs having wine, and the place just erupted, and everybody was slapping everybody high fives and hugging Scott McCarron. And I mean, that's the kind of the way it is. Yeah, so everybody's just friendly. You know, we're buddies with McCarron, and I'm sending texts and tweets out to Maggart and, from, you know, congratulating him and McCarron and the whole deal. So. We all hang out. I played golf with Russ Cochran yesterday, and John Rieger's coming down. So, you know, everybody's Gene Sowers is coming down for a week to hang out and play some golf. So everybody's friendly with everybody. It's just it's just a nice, relaxed atmosphere. You know, when you get to be our age, you can't be too picky.
You know,
with your friends.
Hey, did you play Branson? Did you come up to Branson for that one, the top of the rock?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I played it every year.
What's your take on that? That isn't that place Disneyland?
Yeah, it is a little bit. It would have been a lot nicer if we wouldn't have played it in the winter. I mean, golf's supposed to be a summer sport, but yeah, I mean, 2 years ago when I rented my car in Springfield, there was snow on it.
Oh.
So you know, it the weather was a little shaky because I think we played it too early in the year. But, you know, going around that par three course, you kind of got a little bit dizzy feeling sometimes. But, you know, it was I'm kind of sad to see it go.
Is it going?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it got canceled. It's off the schedule.
Ah, why?
Yeah,
I wonder what
I don't know. I know Johnny Morris loved it. I don't know what happened. I never really, the tour doesn't.
Yeah, they don't share that.
Well, yeah, we
had a blast. We went down and we interviewed Rocco and Lee Jansen. Of course, old buddies, right? So, of course, we pulled up a couple cocktails, pulled up a chair, and had a blast with them. I'm preaching to the choir here, but no doubt Rocco, he's a character, right? I mean, he's a cartoon character with that cigar and his tight little pants. I mean, he's a riot.
You mentioned another friend that he's something else. He's hysterical.
Oh my God! All right, we're gonna take a commercial break. When we come back, let's take you back to memory lane a little bit with your success and you know that it's got to be a small club of major winners, and I want to know what that felt like. And obviously, you've answered the question a million times, but you know, that's something that could never be taken away from you, right? And so I want to see, if are you able to hold on to that amazing feeling, or does it just sort of go away, right? So hey, we're with Mark Calcavecchia, a legend on the tour, and you're on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City 94.5 FM.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you: number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in, and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
It's the Amini Showroom sell-off event, where floor models are up to 50% off. This is a store-wide savings event, so come check out our huge selection of fire pits, bar stools, and the entire home furnishings department. Get your family back into the game room with Deadpool and Star Wars Pinball, Golden Tee Golf, Big Buck Hunter, Pac-Man arcade game, shuffleboard tables, and American-made pool tables. Save up to 50% off during the Amini Showroom sell-off event. Open in Overland Park on Metcalf. This is Amini's.
Do you have retirement dreams of perfecting your swing and spending time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of courses you'd like to play. Whatever your retirement goals, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We create wealth plans to help you reach those goals. Whether that involves golfing, traveling the world, or settling down in another state, it's your plan, personalized for your goals. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start navigating your financial future. Visit marinerwealthadvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC registered investment advisor
with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas.
Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Hi, it's Jim, and here's what's hot at Smoke and Fire. It's time for the biggest and best gas log sale. 50% off premium gas logs at unmatched prices that you don't want to miss. Smoke and Fire always has the best price and selection compared to online and the big box stores. Come in today to experience the affordable comfort that you've been craving. Think family, think friends, think Smoke and Fire.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
When weather changes in the NFL, defense wins championships. You got to protect that end zone, protect your house. Your roof is the best defense against the harsh winter weather, so call the best, Buck Roofing. Ron Buck and his team have done great work here in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan for well over a decade. Whether it's a big repair or small, or a roof replacement, Buck Roofing will provide the peace of mind you deserve. You know that stain you've had in your ceiling? Don't put it off over the winter. It'll only get worse. Call the guys I called to take care of my house and my mom's house. That's Buck Roofing. Call 913-384-2680. Each job has a plan tailored to your roof and a coach assigned to take care of all aspects of the job. That's the service you get from Buck Roofing. Residential, commercial, there's no job that's beyond the expertise of Buck Roofing. 913-384-2680. 913-384-2680. Or go online to rbuckroofing.com. You'll sleep well knowing that Buck Roofing fix the roof over your head.
He's back. He's back to his old classical musical take.
I like it. I'm sure Calc likes this jam.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's your all-time favorite band?
Without a doubt, Rush.
Rush.
Nice.
Oh, all right. That's next bumper music. Pull up some Rush for Calc. Hey, welcome back. Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We are blessed today because we've got Jordo in studio with us, Wardo. So we got Wardo, we got Jordo, we got me.
And we got Calc.
And we got Calc.
Calc, this are you is... having fun?
Absolutely.
What else could you do on a Monday afternoon? Aren't the clubs closed down there? It's snowing up here in Kansas City. It's almost happy hour down there. Take you right up to the 5 o'clock hour down there.
It's perfect.
Right. Well, normally happy hour here is 4 o'clock, but I think I can wait till 5 today.
Well, hey, we were talking about all the golf superstars in Jupiter, and, of course, I'm very excited because I'm talking to Calc. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is Calc's from my era, right? I kind of like this. And then I go to the bathroom and I come back, and sure enough, there's Ricky Fowler and his new bride. And so, Calc, I don't want you to think that I didn't still think you were the coolest PGA guy in the Casa Mia, because you are, but it was pretty cool just seeing Ricky there with his new bride, you know?
You're so obnoxious. Yep. Did she hit on you?
What's that?
No, me?
Calc, did she hit on Sully, Ricky's wife?
Not that I noticed, but, you know, she might have.
at least I thought she was.
She was playing really hard to get.
All right, well, listen, we're with Mark Calcavecchi, and of course, before the commercial break, we talked about sort of taking us back to 1989 when you won the Open at Royal Troon in Scotland, and I'll ask the generic question because it has to be asked. Did that just blow you away when you did this, or do we as fans sort of oversell and overcook this and how it changes your life?
It didn't totally blow me away because I was playing so good at the time and you know, winning a decent amount of tournaments at a pretty good clip for me. It was just one of those stretches of golf where every day I went to the course, I was just, it was just a matter of how many under par I was going to shoot, you know. So I was playing good and I was confident, and, you know, I knew I was going to play well pretty much every day. But, you know, as the week went on, it was never looking like I was going to win. You know, even on Sunday, I was four, five, or six behind the whole day pretty much. And then I flew that chip in the hole on 12, and I was still about five behind. And then I birdied 16 and 18 just to tie Greg Norman. And then Wayne Grady bogeyed 14 and 17. So even when I had three holes left, I was still four or five behind. So, you know, I was just trying to get in to tie Norman at that time. And sure enough, we got some help from Wayne Grady. And the next thing you know, I'm in a playoff. I didn't even know it was a four-hole playoff. And I said to the guy, I said, what hole? I said, we're going back to 18 for the playoff. He said, no, we're going to one. And one's the easiest hole in the golf course. It's a driver and a little 60-yard L wedge.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, that's kind of a strange hole for a sudden-death playoff. He goes, no, we're playing 1, 2, 17, and 18. And that was the first year they ever had the four-hole aggregate, you know, playoff thing. And I said, oh, thank God. And, you know, four holes later, I won the thing. And, you know, it was it didn't hit me till we're riding back to my hotel, which is like a 15-minute ride. I had the jug in my lap, and I looked at my caddy, and I just said, what the hell just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, from that point on, it was just it was a fun night.
Yeah, and your wife was expecting to, right? Didn't you almost not go?
I did almost not go, yeah, and she convinced me to go. She was actually due the Sunday of the Open, and she just said, I got good vibes for you, so go.
Wow.
And so we went, and as it turns out, she was a couple weeks late, and our daughter was born. Brittany was born the Tuesday of the PGA that was at Kemper Lakes that Kane ended up winning, so I didn't go to that. But anyway, yeah, that was what happened.
Oh, well, it's cool. Good Brittany only cost you one major instead of two.
Right.
And you're still playing, right? You're still going out there for that tournament, aren't you?
Yeah, next year's my last year. I didn't go this year. I had a broken bone in my foot, so my foot was killing me. My back was killing me. I wasn't playing very well. So I decided not to go. I played Royal Portrush, and I knew it was a great course, you know, a hard course, obviously.
Yeah.
So I WD'd at the last second. I'd made the plane reservations, ran of the place, all the pulse, the whole nine yards, and just decided not to go. And but I will go next year. It's my last year. The Open's at Royal St. George's. So that'll be my last one, because you can play up until you're 60, and I'll be 60 next year. So that'll do it. But it's still
that's awesome.
Still my favorite tournament. Even if I hadn't won the thing, I would have told you it's still my favorite tournament. Just the atmosphere, just everything about it's just the coolest.
What did the celebration look like back in '89 after that win?
Well, we're staying in the town called Ayr, A-Y-R, and the hotel had a bar/restaurant on the fourth floor that me and my buddy, who caddied for me, we went to pretty much every night. And I said at the beginning of the week, when we win the thing, we're gonna bring the cup up there and have a hell of a party. And they're like, yeah, sure you are, okay. And sure enough, as soon as we got back to the hotel, we just marched straight upstairs, and the place was packed. And I don't remember too much of what happened after that.
Oh my God! Well,
it was crazy. Everybody was passing the cup around, drinking. Who knows what out of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see when Shane Lowry won it last year? I wanted to be in that bar.
Right, exactly. Same type thing.
Hey, is there a difference between the let's go back to the Ryder Cups, right? America or our team seem to be getting the reputation or branding that we were a bunch of sort of solo Americans, and we didn't have the camaraderie of the Darren Clarks and all the old fellas, right? So the Euros, you kind of perceived them as a bunch of pint-drinking buddies who loved each other. And then somewhere along the line, we were becoming a little bit too, I don't know, American. It's sort of how it was tainted. Did you see any of that?
During the Ryder Cups, you mean?
Yeah.
No, not at all. I think what happened, or what does happen during the Ryder Cup, is we want to beat them so bad we can't get out of our own way.
Right.
And that's exactly opposite of what happens in the President's Cup, and that's why we keep winning. Because we don't care if we lose the President's Cup, because it's not that big a deal. And we relax and just go have fun and go play. and we usually end up winning. And then we get to the Ryder Cup, and there's that much more pressure and that much more we got to win this thing. And then we usually don't. So I think that's just the whole mindset of the difference between the two.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of Ricky kind of missing the boat on this one for the President's Cup?
Well, evidently Brooks Koepka's knee hurts, and he might get the late call anyway, but
right.
I can't believe he didn't pick Ricky or Kevin Kisner ahead of Patrick Reed, quite honestly.
Hmm.
I knew he was going to pick Woodland and Finau and himself, but yeah, Patrick Reed was a shocker, I think, to most everyone, but anyway.
Kisner's got to be.
It'll still be fun to watch.
Kisner's got to be one of the best match play players we have.
Right, and that's a great course for him, too.
Yeah.
It's not overly long, and it's difficult around the greens. He's a great putter, great wedge player, and it's usually pretty pretty firm and fast around there, so around Melbourne. So he would have been a great pick, I thought.
Right. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We come back.
I want to dive in on this golf game and see what he's working on and how he's getting better.
Yeah. All right. And then, hey, Mark, is there any chance that if your wife can't caddy for you at some point, maybe I can get the call from the bullpen, right?
Yeah, there's always a chance.
Yeah, that's what I want. I just want to be backup, right? That's all. All right. Come on. Right. We're with Mark Kalkovecki of Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Come on back.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
For the Kansas City Chiefs, last season was just a warm-up. Now things are heating up for the ultimate victory. Kick off the 2019 season with Kansas Lottery's Chiefs Instant Scratch Tickets. You could win $25,000 instantly, or enter non-winning tickets on the PlayOn app for a chance to score a game day experience. The march to the championship begins now. See kslottery.com for more details.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Your money management is now manageable. With an account from Central Bank, you'll have all the tools and technology you need to move, manage, and maximize your money the way you want, when you want. And you have the perk of local branches right in your community when you need some one-on-one time. Because we do banking better. Open your account online or in person at any of our convenient locations. Central Bank. Strong roots. Endless possibilities. Member FDIC.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen,
at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Hey, Sorrent Petro here. Kansas City's locally owned and operated Family Leisure is your one-stop shop for every kind of family fun. And right now, Family Leisure is having their huge Man Cave sale. They've got great inventory on game tables, pool tables, shuffleboard, theater seating, bars, and bar stools. Everything for your Man Cave is on sale. The lowest prices are right now. And if you mention you heard it on 810, you'll save even more. That's right, save even more on their already great prices when you mention 810. Shop where I shop for all our family fun. Family Leisure, K10 and Ridge, Unalaita.
Awesome.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. From mild to medium, smooth to sweet, we have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out on the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the Birdie Stogie, because after all, there can only be one.
15% of the people in our community live with food insecurity, not knowing where their next meal will come from. To help feed that need, Sports Radio 810 WHB has once again partnered with Aldi for our 21st annual 810 Food Drive. All week long, November 11th through the 17th, we will be collecting your non-perishable food items at all of the Kansas City area Aldi food stores. For more information or to make an online donation, go to 810WHB.com/food drive.
Is this Rush?
What do you mean, is this Rush? Mark, is this Rush?
That's Rush. That's Fly By Night.
Fly By Night? I'm like, Jordo, it's like you. It's like your credo.
Night?
So yeah, it's like your credo. Flying by night. Kind of like you showing up, you know, 3 minutes late for the show today, kind of flying.
Well, we're not in Florida. They got ice on the roads. People are in car crashes. I'm doing all I can do. I'm trying to be safe.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's
my
good.
Safety's primo.
That's right. Right. Precious cargo is what you are. Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We are honored, blessed to have one of the, certainly in my era, one of the great golfers, Mark Calcavecchia. Anytime you win, heck, anytime you win on tour, you're pretty darn good. But to win 13 times on tour and then go on and win the Open, you're doing some pretty darn good things. So, all right, hey Mark, got to ask you this. So, my buddy Wardo here, we were fortunate enough to meet out at the Phoenix Open. So we've got a buddy who's got a joint out there. It's a nice little home. And I start chatting with this fella, and we became lifelong bros, right? You know, really close. Yeah, a little bit like that. The Phoenix Open, you won 3 times at the Phoenix Open.
Right.
What's your take on that tournament? Is that not a freak show?
It's getting crazier every year, which you can't imagine how it could get crazier than the year before, but they managed to do it. It's unreal. It really is. It's just some players, it rubs the wrong way, but, you know, everybody that plays there going into it, they know it's going to be crazy, but it's fun. I loved it, obviously. I love the course. And, you know, when I lived out there, it was just nice staying at home. The Thunderbirds and the Phoenix Open, they gave me 200 tickets for – you know, all my family and friends, and I always had a great rowdy group of supporters out there. So it's crazy. That 16th hole gets your attention. It's just a 9-iron or an 8-iron, or well, now it's a wedge for some of these guys.
Right.
That's the most nerve-wracking wedge or 9-iron shot with no water or anything other than just a few bunkers that you'll ever hit in your life.
Oh, did they have the boo birds out when you were playing it, if you missed the green?
Oh yeah, right from the early day.
Can you describe to me the worst shot you ever hit on that hole? What the crowd did?
Oh, I miss the green more than I'd like to admit. You know, I think one of the worst I ever hit that I remember was I just straight chunked one about 30 yards short of the green. And it was so bad, I just, you know, you have to laugh when they're just giving you all kinds of grief. You just
right.
you just look at them and laugh and hold your arms out. And then pray to God you get it up and down. But even if you hit, you know, good shot and, you know, just left of the hole in the pin's front left there, and you know, it's literally 10 feet from the hole and it hangs on the fringe and rolls down to the bunker. And they start booing you. Yeah, you know, then you're kind of pissed off because it's like, well, Jesus, that was a good shot.
Yeah, and then that bunker shot's not very fun either.
Yeah, right. Now you got a nearly impossible bunker shot. And you make a bogey. And then you're not really looking at them laughing or smiling because now you're mad. So, yeah, you go through a lot of different emotions on that hole.
Oh my. Well, listen, Awardo's buddy Woodland, that was a big moment for him this year when old Amy, right? Amy, Down syndrome, puts it into the sand trap and gets up and down, drops a 12-footer. What a moment that was.
Yeah, I got this, she says.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Her simple mindset is pretty impressive. Mark, tell us a little bit about who you're working with on your game, what you're kind of working on, and then also you referenced back a little bit of back injury. What are you doing body-wise to stay solid and get better?
Well, that's a good question. I've spent the last 3 weeks thinking about it. Yesterday was my first round in 3 weeks, and oddly enough, I played really good. I'm 2 years ago, I had a rhizotomy on my back where they basically burn the nerves in your back, and you feel great for about 8 to 10 or 12 months, whatever it is. I'm going to do that again in early December. I saw Claude Harmon III, CH, who is Brooks Koepka's coach.
Yeah.
And he's up here at the Floridian just up the street. So he said come by anytime. So I'm going to have him take a look at my action once my back feels better, most likely in December. And, kind of. Last year, I just felt like when I got a little bit off, I didn't really know. I knew how to correct myself, but I didn't have anything to rely on consistently. You know, what worked one day didn't work the next day, or what worked the front nine all of a sudden didn't work the back nine. And that's kind of unusual for me. So I need to get something that I can consistently rely on and put a little more work into it than I did this last year. So that's kind of my plan for next year. And I still want to play for a while. I'm only, like I said, I'll be 60 next June. So, you know, Bernhard Langer proves you can play great in your 60s. Jay Haas is 66, and he's still playing great. So I still have some time. So I want to keep going as long as I can.
Wardo just grabbed a Post-it note down. Grabbed a Post-it note and wrote down stack and tilt. So if you're looking for something,
no. So do you prefer? I love your golf swing, but do you prefer to see it go left to right? It seems like you just got great body rotation through it, and is that kind of the predominant shot you like to play, especially under the gun?
Yeah, it is. And actually, you know, as I've gotten older and you know a little bit slower, obviously, I've lost some distance. It's definitely easier to. Or I do miss more left now because I'm lazier and just not, I don't clear as hard, or, you know, my lower body's not quite as active because I'm, you know, whether my back hurts or whatever. And when that happens, your hands, you know, speed past your lower body and you hit it left. So that's another thing that when my back's not hurting, and hopefully I feel great all year, that I'll be able to control and consistently hit a fade, you know, or straight, or to a slight fade on a more consistent basis.
I like it. So these guys that are trying to change their golf swing are like, we've talked a little bit about Gary. He worked with Butch on trying to get more of a draw bias, or at least, you know, he's a fader of the golf ball for sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he tries to be a little bit more draw biased for Augusta. What are your thoughts on that? Or what was your track record like at Vegas or at Augusta hitting cuts?
You know, it was pretty good. I don't think you have to try to hit draws there. I mean, there's a couple holes where it certainly helps off the tee, 10, 13, and 14. But that's about it, quite honestly. I never, going into that tournament, thought, oh, I got to work on my draw shot all of a sudden. You know, anybody, even guys who hit fades, can hook their free wood with no problem. So I don't think Gary needs to worry about trying to hit a draw just for Augusta. I finished second there in 88 to Sandy Lyle when he hit that amazing bunker shot on 18. So I kind of had my left arm in the green jacket, but it got snatched out real quick when he birdied the last hole. But now Gary's, he's got a great game. He's got tons of power. He's got a great game for Augusta. And, you know, it's just all about putting your iron shot in the right spot of the green if you can, and putting those greens.
Yeah,
Mark,
yeah.
How close were you to closing a deal with Volvic to play that pink ball next year? There was a lot of reports floating out there.
About as close as Bubba was to re-signing with him.
Okay, so not very.
Not very.
Yeah, how much equipment tinkering do you like to do? I know you're a ping guy or have been a ping guy in years past. What do you like to tinker? Or you just kind of, once you find something, you're ready to roll with it?
Yeah, I'm about as untechnical as you can get. With shafts and things. My whole career, I've kind of stuck with the same grips and X100 shafts and my irons. And like I said, I played pings for 32 years. This year, I tried a few different sets of irons. I played TXGs and pings, which are essentially the same thing. The guys from Ping went to work for PXG. So, I don't get too carried away trying different stuff. But, it's fun to try because, especially drivers, as I've gotten older and, I've lost some distance, I'm always trying to find an extra 5 or 10 yards. But, I swing the club 105 to 107, and when you're swinging at 105 miles an hour, it's only going to go so far. It's not like I'm going to miraculously find 20 yards. It's just not going to happen. So I know that. But, I know if I just hit it in the fairway, I'll be fine.
Can you outdrive Colt Knost right now?
I don't know. So Colt's injured, isn't he?
Colt's injured. Colt's career might be more on the media side moving forward. He actually called me this morning because he's having my good friend George Brett on his show on XM, and I told him that we were having you on, and he had referenced having the opportunity to play with you at in Vegas one year, and it was he had referenced it might have been a long Saturday night for you the night before.
It's getting cold. He's a bad influence.
He's a bad influence.
See, he defines what not taking of your care of your body does to a golf career.
Yeah, I played blackjack with Colt. I've seen his action in Vegas myself. So, he doesn't have a whole lot of wiggle room to talk there.
For a guy that's husky as a fella as he is, he sure has a lot of good looking females in his life. So,
well, at least
I don't know how he does it.
At least he's short.
Yeah, he's a good talker.
Right. Hey, what do you think? Any rapid fire questions you want to throw at the Calc? Huh?
Do you think Calc's ready for it?
Calc, we have 2 minutes. You ready for some rapid fire questions? This is designed to get you to say things that you wish you didn't say on the radio.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire with Mark Calcavecchia, brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked. Eating good and feeling good. All right, Mark, here we go. Best ball striker you've ever played with? Other than yourself.
Tiger Woods.
Best short game you've ever seen?
Rapid fire, huh?
Yeah.
We can come back to it.
Best putter.
Yeah. Best putter, Jack Nicklaus.
Favorite tour event to play on the PGA Tour Champions?
Hawaii.
Your house is on fire. You can only go in and grab one golf piece of memorabilia. What do you grab?
My claret jug.
Claret jug replica, yeah.
Yeah.
You're 5 under through 6 holes, and you realize you missed 2 belt loops. Do you fix your belt or leave it alone?
Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
Favorite drink you're going to have here in 10 minutes?
I'm going to go with the vodka diet root beer.
Oh, I need to try that.
Mix. Fantastic.
I need to try that. Well, listen, Mark, hey, if we do a road trip down to Jupiter, which, again, I can just carry your bag and these two good golfers can play with you. Is that any chance to do that? Can we do that?
100%.
Right, last question. Which one of your buddies on the tour should come on this show?
Scott McCarron. How's that?
There you go.
Here we go. All right. Well, listen. Hey, give your lovely bride a big hug for me and Bill Sullivan. You guys are—I mean, you're like family to him. And so, thank you, Mark. God bless you. Come back and join us some other time. You've been listening to the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.